Welcome back to GTMSP MSP episode 84. Yes, we guys made it to 84. And with that being said, I am gonna say something in this and my YouTube video, and the reason being is because I want you guys to know and I want everyone to know, but I just really want you guys to know I am deeply, really, really am sorry. The last one I posted was in the month of January, but then I didn't post any of them later on. So I'm sorry about that, but here's the thing, I will make more podcast episodes for you guys and YouTube videos for you guys too, so you guys have something to listen to and watch, so don't worry, they're coming, be patient, I'm working on it, so they are coming. So you just gotta be patient on it. But they are coming, nonetheless, they're coming. So you guys gotta be patient on it. I know I've been, here's the thing why I haven't been doing it. Because I was busy working and trying to figure out what I should do with my, my job and also my family members, two of my family members, my dad work, and then my mom and then my brother that is here, because I have two brothers that go to school up at Utah State, then I have one that's still here, him and my mom do like mid school rehearsal, whatnot, or B&Bs at high school, anyways. So they're off doing that, and so it's gonna be hard for them to kind of, take me home. I mean, they can definitely take me there, but getting me home was a hard kind of thing to do around then. So I was focusing on trying to figure out what to do, and so I was so focused on that that I didn't come to my mind, and it didn't come clear to my mind until today. I didn't come clear those other days either, but it didn't come clear until today to do episodes like this for you guys. So like I said, I am really sorry that I haven't been doing it from here on out until the end of this year, and then starting the 3rd of next year, I'll do the things that I promised I would do this year. But hey, if I start now and continue on, then that is a good thing for me, because as already, I feel like I'm doing a good job on it, and I know you guys are doing a good job on, listening, but I'm doing a good job that I'm trying to at least keep up with the things with you guys, and I'm deeply sorry for all the things. Sorry for my tiredness, sorry for everything I haven't been posting, and yada yada yada. But I am back, I figured out everything, and so I am back for good. Now you guys will have a lot of podcast episodes to listen to, a lot more YouTube videos to watch, and so I will ask of you guys, sit back, relax, and enjoy my podcast and YouTube videos, because you guys are in for a treat. You guys are in for a lovely treat. Once again, I'm really sorry that I haven't been posting. I said I would, I know I didn't stick to what I said, guys. I honestly know I didn't stick to what I said. And I'm sorry about that. But as of today, I'm gonna stick to it, okay? As of today, I'm actually gonna stick the thing, okay? As of today, I decided I'm gonna make a podcast. I mean, not necessarily record a YouTube video today, but I'm gonna start that tomorrow. But I'm gonna do a podcast episode today, tomorrow, Saturday, not Sunday, but following up again on, you know, I meant, Friday, Saturday, yeah, I'm gonna do another podcast. I'm just gonna do it on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday is for my podcast, and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for my YouTube videos. Now, you guys will get all the podcast episodes on these days. You'll get the YouTube videos on those days. I will guarantee it, because I have a plan that I'm doing that I'm not going to tell you guys, because I don't want you guys to know about it. But all I can say is, these episodes of my podcast and videos on my YouTube channel will come on those days that were scheduled to be on those days, okay? Okay. And so, as of for me, they're gonna be scheduled on those days. Anywho, now let's go into the topic. The topic we're gonna talk about is, this has to do with science and what is science without learning, okay? And so this one, it has to do with science. So we're doing the science kind of format, and that means I could do anything that involves science. Technology is science. You know, biology is science. Zoology is science. All those kind of scientific things is science. And even chemistry is science. So technically speaking, I can't talk about chemistry because it is a type of science. If you guys didn't know, chemistry is a type of science that is kind of above all, but kind of backtracking of what it can do or when it can do it, if you know what I mean. Also, guys, bear with me on the names of these podcasts and the names of my YouTube videos. I am really, really am trying my hardest to make the names appealing and whatnot. On my podcast episodes, I'm trying to make the names appealing. On my YouTube channel, I'm trying to make the names appealing, and I'm working on doing thumbnails. So keep that in mind. Anyways, so yeah, today we're gonna discuss and go over chemistry. We all know, I guess some of us know, chemistry. What is chemistry? Do you guys know what chemistry is? Now, when I say chemistry, what comes to your mind? Okay. So here's what I know about chemistry. Chemistry is a very scientific thing that kind of tests on different things. Kind of like, you got the big format, you got the format that's like up on the top, and then you got the one that's kind of like on the bottom. And according to this, kind of, you know, it kind of like levels out them of different, you know, different ways of learning chemistry. There's different levels of learning chemistry. There's middle school, high school, and then you got college. Now, different chemistry has different, you know, ways and how much they teach you and what they teach you. Middle school chemistry teaches you the basics. High school teaches you more, refreshes you on the basics and teaches you a little bit more, more than the basics. And then college level recaps on basics and more than the basics, and then goes on to kind of like I like to call ultimate, or the highest one you can learn about chemistry. If that makes sense, you can learn it to that top line, or you can kind of backtrack it down. Okay. So what we know about chemistry is a little bit iffy. Now, I know as of today, but it's kind of hard to know all these things. I mean, take it from me that you guys are now listening and hearing me talk about chemistry. Chemistry is a way of doing things. Chemistry can be a format of different, you know, things and different modes, and honestly different ways that you can, you know, picture on what's going on. Now, with chemistry, you are learning about, well, you know, stuff. What is that stuff? Well, I'm about to tell you, okay? Here we go. When we learn about chemistry, we take the time to really understand its meaning, its way of life, and how it contributes in our life as today. Now, where did chemistry come from? We don't know that, but we do. I mean, some of us don't know that, some of us do. But would it be cool to know these things? Now, let's get started. Chemistry is a study of matter, how it changes, and what it's made of. So you already kind of got like different things. Like with matter, it's around you, and matter is in objects, everything, even inside you. You can even learn and do chemistry about you guys or any object. It's crazy to think that, but it's actually kind of technically true. Anywho, some fundamental topics in chemistry includes, then you can search this up, but all different kinds of things. Now with chemistry, you learn on, well, what we like to call so many things about what we do. Now learning about it can be it. So you got beginners, then you got to the minimum of chemistry. So you got beginners in the middle, and then a certain way of actually knowing what you're doing in life. But let's go back to that of what I was saying. Okay, let's go back to that of what I was saying of how chemistry is. How was chemistry made? Do you guys actually know, or do you guys don't know? The phone I'm using to kind of refresh myself on what I learned about chemistry. It's doing something right now. Anyways, so I'm gonna try my best to do it, but may not be as perfect as, well, let's just say someone else who knows more than I will ever know about chemistry. Ready? Okay, let's go. Chemistry. Chemistry. Well, the thing I know about chemistry is it's a very interesting thing to learn about science. There you go. Deeply sorry to those who got to this part of this episode of this podcast. I'm totally sorry about this, but I'm trying my best here, okay? So bear with. Anywho, so chemistry, we know that it kind of comes in different formats. Now, all we need to know is how can chemistry be used in our day-to-day lives? I mean, do you guys use chemistry in your lifetime? Honestly, I will probably say I don't think I've used chemistry in my day-to-day time of life. I think I have, but I am not entirely sure. So but all I know is that chemistry is a really cool, interesting thing. However, I am learning about the chemistry through a podcast, so I've learned quite a bit of it already. So I can share with you guys what I've learned from the chemistry podcast that I am listening to. So what I've learned from that podcast, if I can remember this correctly, that when it comes to chemistry, you are just taking it in your own, you know, life or time to, you know, commence and such. So with that being said, it's kind of like knowing what you do in life, how you do it in life, why you do it. I mean, come on. You know as well as I do. Most of these things, you know, don't come in, you know, as much as it came Okay. When did chemistry come to be? Come to be. Or when was it? Like, when is the history? Do you guys know that? Okay, now we're going back and taking a big. Okay. Now we discussed more of what I know quite a bit about this. It kind of is kind of. Okay, so I've already talked about what I know about chemistry. So we're gonna take a second and go back to that one thing I asked you guys. Do you guys remember what that one thing is? If you guys said where chemistry all began, then you are correct. Here is the history of chemistry. Where it all started, where it began, who made it. I want to know these things. I want to know the history of chemistry. Now, we get to know the history of chemistry on how far it came, how when it started to all the way now. And yes, guys, every year, since the years have passed, then therefore chemistry has been changing throughout the timeline, and yet has been changing again and again and again and again. Now the chemistry that we learn is completely different than the chemistry that your parents might have learned, because we are in something called a new age. And so all the things that we're learning in here with biology, zoology, and chemistry is something different. Now, with chemistry, it kind of, backtracks and kind of goes all over the place. Now, if you guys want it to be, backtracked, then go for it. I mean, I'm not gonna stop you. Then you guys can most likely study any level of chemistry that you guys want to study. I'm not gonna tell you what you can or can't study. No one can. Only you get to decide what you want to study and what level you guys want to study at. I mean, come on. Is it really gonna be hard for us to study a level that is, beyond me? I hope so. I would think so. I mean, if you take in consideration and everything, then, it will. I mean, knowing that it will be, then yeah, it will take some time and getting used to. At the time, we know that with chemistry is kind of in the format of something that kind of comes within ourselves. And the way that we know that is what we can do. Anywho, so with this kind of chemistry, knowing that we can do what we can. Alright, now we're going to the history of science. Now, we know that this kind of is to the format of where it all began. And now learning about this can, not quite a suffocus, but, cause a little bit of a knowledge bomb. It's what I like to call it, a knowledge bomb. Okay, now knowledge bomb is gonna be coming in 3, 2, 1, boom. I like saying that. Anyways, the beginning of modern chemistry can track back to the 16th and 17th Anyways, the 16th and 17th, my eyes are getting really weird out. I am somewhat tired today. Anywho. Anyways. There we go. Now we know what chemistry is. Now let's go to the history of chemistry. Once again, sorry about that, guys. I had just a fluke that comes into play. So, again, sorry. Let's continue. Alrighty. Where were we? Oh, right. In and the first acquired equipment were counted. Holy cannoli, the history of the history. History bomb is hitting hard tonight. Today. Sorry. Whatever. If you're listening to this in the morning, nighttime, whenever you're listening to it, or whatever you're doing to listen to it, you're just getting knowledge right now. Just saying, you're getting knowledge right now. Okay. Anywho, however, the chemistry has, as we know it today, doesn't emergency until the 7th, the 17th, and the 18th. Construction after development of the scientific method, it wasn't until the 19th. Centuries. The 19th centuries. The 17th and 18th century. So, guys, 16th and 17th centuries. That's like decades. That's like years. I will place it centuries with years, okay? If you guys don't know what centuries is, it means years, okay? So, centuries, years, so. Yeah, okay, you got it. So 17th century, 17th and 18th centuries. It wasn't until the 19th century, 19th year, for those who don't know that. Those who don't know it, yeah, okay, there we go. That chemistry began to remarkable, and chemistry studied in the high school and college. Did you catch that? High school and college. High school and college, guys. High school and college. I mean, yeah. Alrighty. Before we continue, we're gonna pause there. because it's time for our first segment. It's time for our first segment. And this segment I like to call, or it's called, what is your favorite thing to do with chemistry? Well, I'm never done chemistry myself, but if I do, I'll say all of it. I'll say every single thing I could do with chemistry, I'll do it. And that is the segment I like to call, sorry. That's a segment I like to call, what do you like doing with chemistry? Alrighty, let's continue. French chemistry alas is often, holy cannoli, these are some big allostropic words. Even that was a word, that's a big word. Ew. Connect with studying modern chemistry at the turn of 18th century year. Again, for those who don't know it. Oh, that's a big one. In the last 18th century. Yeah. There you go. Laid the foundation of the modern understanding of chemicals, resources, and development of the periodic table. The periodic table. How cool is that? Now, is that not a mind, is that not a history bomb or what? For those who did not know that, well, now you know it. At first, here's the truth, guys. Here's the hard-hitting truth. I totally forgot about this, okay? I learned this. I think I learned it. I may have learned it, I may not have learned it. But anyways, it even got me too, so. Woo! Boy! That's insane! My word, chemical. I did some chemistry. So yeah, my favorite thing is dimensional chemicals. Anyways, the periodic table. I love the periodic table. If you guys can name all the periodic table, great for you. Anywho, let's continue on. Let's stop there, and let's get to the next intro thing. Anyways, let's get to the next segment. Next segment, I like to call, what level of chemistry are you learning right now? What kind of level of chemistry are you learning right now? Or are you going to learn? Well, the chemistry I'm learning right now is college level, but what I do like to learn is beginner level and all the other ones too. So, yeah. And that is the segment I like to call, what is the chemistry, what the chemistry level that you are learning or want to learn. Alrighty, let's continue. The history of theosophical theaters, a resource of to chemistry can be tracked back to every account chromosome. These numbers are part to identify a small number of primary classes to elements that make up all the viruses, substances in nature. Viruses, substances in nature. Mind blown. Told you guys this was a history bomb. This is interesting just to know about. I mean, the chemistry we know today is completely different than the chemistry that they knew back then, okay? The chemistry we know now is completely different than their chemistry, because the chemistry that we're learning is not like that. It's not kind of that hypothetical. But in high school and college, you can learn all different kinds of, you know, things. So why even bother about learning these things? Because while we're learning about these things, it's worth taking the time and effort to know all these things. So therefore, when we learn it, teach other people, then they will know too. So knowing something can be outgoing and not, you know, being backtracked or whatever the case may be. Alrighty, I feel like it's a perfect time for a break. Have you guys ever want, I feel like it's a good time for a break, don't you guys? Yeah, I feel like it's a good time for a break. Alrighty, I'll continue after the break. So, do you guys want to have fun, entertain yourself, all that jazz? Then go and watch my YouTube channel at Easter Creativity. You can watch my YouTube channel at Easter Creativity. That is Easter Creativity. It is spelled just like this. I will say it for you. E-S-T-E-W Creativity. So if you guys want to, you know, watch me do crazy, silly, goofy things, then go to my channel, Easter Creativity, for much more thrilling yet funny videos for you guys and content for you guys to watch. So once again, thank you guys so much. So now, yeah. Another thing, before we get back to the episode, I forgot to mention, I ended at the DI, guys. I ended at the DI in the month of January because for a good reason. And yes, that was for the reason I told you in the beginning. So, but I worked there for I've only worked there for 6 months, and I passed the time for me to, get a new job and, continue. So, therefore, I was always okay to, stop working. So, I know I'm a little sad, but yet happy. But everyone said, and they also said that they will miss me. Anywho, let's get back to the episode. Alrighty, now with chemistry, we are learning so much about it. Now, all about chemistry can refer to so many of the kind of stratifical, things in life and knowing what we know about it and how we know much about it. So, I think I covered almost everything, but with chemistry, you got chemicals, you got H2O, which is water, you got iron, you got, the periodic table, you got iron on there, H2O, which is water, oxygen, hydrogen, boron dioxide, carbon dioxide, metal, mercury, gold, silver, emerald, diamond, salt, sugar, and everything else. But some of these chemicals, if you mix them, if you mix some of these chemicals together, they will explode. However, some of these other chemicals that you do mix together don't have an explosion, but yet have a different reaction. Now, have you guys tested and done different things with chemicals? If you have, I have. So, it's been quite fun on how we do this and how we are doing it into time and being. And how we are, stepping back and doing everything we want it to be. So, with that being said, we are now going to be full into this and doing what we can to learn. Alrighty, let's get into another segment. And now we are short on time. I'm going to just put these two segments right together because I feel like we learned a lot about chemistry, and I feel like I covered everything, almost everything that I want to cover. So, here are the two remaining segments. Here's one of them. What did you guys like about what I taught you, or what did you guys like of something that was way fresher? I liked about how... one thing I liked was the history of chemistry. I mean, that blew my mind away. Reminder for me, how much you can use chemistry with the items in the project, the periodic table. That's one thing I forgot about, but then when I read it, I was like, oh, right. So I figured out, that's right. I remember that. And stuff. And that's a segment I like to call what did you learn and what was the recap? Another segment I like to call it. It's the takeaway. What you guys' takeaway from this lesson? My takeaway is I'll take away knowing the history and the things you can do with chemistry. I'll just take that away because without that, this lifetime would not be there and chemistry would yet to exist. But since it does, it kind of is in the format of knowing what and how it's existing in life with it and without it. But knowing about it can be kind of hypostrophical. I know some of these words are big, but hey, I know what they mean. Some of them. They can be hypostrophical. Okay. So, there you guys have it. The segment I like to call. That's a segment I like to call. What's the takeaway? Alrighty, so we did a segment of. We did a segment 1, 2, 3, and 4. So 1 and 2 was spread out, and then 3 and 4 were together. Also, there was a break in the side of there, so there you go. If you guys like this episode and you guys want to listen to any of my other episodes, go for it. Go listen to my other episodes on this here podcast at GTMSP. Go to the other episodes because there's so many to choose from. There's so many to learn from. You got so many options. Let's see here. You can go to my YouTube channel, which is Estu Creativity. Like I said during the break, Estu Creativity, E-S-T-E-W Creativity. And you can see me do crazy, silly, interesting things. You'll see me play video games, you'll see me do vlogs, whatever the case may be. You guys just see me have fun. On that side note, thank you guys so much for listening to this here episode. I will see you guys in the next episode, you guys will hear me in the next episode. Anywho, I will make, just wait for the next episode to come out, and then the next one after that, and so on. And there's going to be multiple episodes coming out, so you guys just watch, because these episodes are coming your way. These episodes are gonna come your way and they're gonna be very, very fun. Now, knowing that is hypothetical what it could do. So, with that being said, I hope you guys like this episode and I hope you guys like my other episodes I've created. It brings me joy just to see you guys listen to this podcast because I love them. I love that you guys love my podcast. Also, don't forget to subscribe or follow my podcast wherever you get your podcasts. So, yeah. I will see you guys. I think that's it. I'll see you guys on the flip side.